Welcome to 7 Second Delay, the radio stunt program that is a little bit embarrassed about the feelings it has for you. And now the host of 7 Second Delay, the king of the zingers, Andy Breckman Man. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a great theme song.
Yeah, you said something under your breath, I guess.
Yeah, there's something about you that brings that out in me.
Yeah, would you like to share it with the rest of the class?
I'd be glad to. I kind of muttered resentfully and derisively. I muttered these words.
Yes.
King of the zingers.
How else would you like me to introduce
you? I don't know, Ken. It doesn't matter.
You don't want to be referred to as King of the Zingers anymore?
It so doesn't matter. Wait, hold on. Give me 1 second. I'm just doing one little thing real quick.
Well, if you're muttering about it under your breath, it sounds like it matters.
Hold on, Kenny. I want to get into this with you. I do. I look forward to it. Just give me 1 second.
Yeah. Thank you to Nate the K for giving us an extra minute of 7 Second Delay tonight. I could have played the disco thing, but I knew it would make Andy mad if we added.
So our episode of 7 Second Delay is 1/60th more entertaining. You're getting 1/60th more for your money.
I wouldn't necessarily say that. It's a minute longer.
Let's not waste that minute.
Okay, let's get right to it. I know you have some big news this week.
I do?
Yes, you were unveiling your new coronavirus vaccine this week, weren't you?
You know what? It didn't quite work out the way I had hoped.
No.
As you know, I've been testing various vaccines on my dog.
Right.
Who now, as soon as she sees me in the kitchen mixing stuff up, and as soon as she sees like a syringe in my hand, she just bolts out of the house.
Well, it's probably...
I work an hour on the vaccine, and then, true story, about 90 minutes running around the backyard trying to chase the dog to test it.
Don't you have an electric collar on her?
She does not leave the yard, but she's fast.
Oh, I see. The electric collar only goes off if she leaves the perimeter.
She hates my vaccine research.
How many shots have you given her?
Let me see. This would be, we're up to 40. We're in the 40s, but no luck so far.
How do you know?
You'll be the first to know. Oh my God. You don't think I'd announce it? You don't think that would be the first thing I'd say on Wednesday at 6 o'clock?
I thought you had started human trials last week.
You know when I'm close. You'll hear this word. Eureka. That's our little signal.
Well, keep at it. I'm really proud of you.
Thanks, buddy.
Finding something to fill your time in these days of unemployment or retirement.
Hey, if I could be Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer to this vaccine, oh, baby, I'll be farting through silk. Oh, baby.
One ply or two plies?
Oh, baby. Oh, baby, it'll be sweet. Won't have to worry about money again. Oh, baby.
Well.
That's a payday, baby.
Yeah, we're all rooting for you, Andy.
I try to tell my dog that as I run after her.
Jeez, man, I feel sorry for your dog. Are you slurping?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, what were you slurping?
You don't worry about it. You don't worry your pretty head about it. We've got one extra minute. This is what you want to get into?
You're the one who's slurping!
How are you doing, Kenny?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Can I be honest? I'm kind of worried about you, buddy.
Why? How so?
You sound a little hyper. You sound a little on edge there.
Well, you started.
Did you have a good week?
The week is only halfway done.
Are you finding time to relax, to unwind, to take a breath?
A little bit. Yeah.
What's your weekends like? Are you on the back porch?
Yeah. I do spend a lot of time on the back porch.
Watching the world go by.
I was spending a lot of time in the water. Now it's colder, so I can't go in the water.
Oh, buddy, my little buddy.
Yeah.
I worry about you, buddy. I can't wait to hug you.
Me neither. I can't wait to be hugged by you.
When will that be?
Not for quite some time, Andy.
When you hear the word Eureka from me, baby,
yes.
We'll be close.
Yeah.
Can the
WFMU staff, can you put aside enough vaccine for the FMU staff?
You got it.
All right. Thank you. That's so
not
great.
Not the volunteers.
How did you learn how to do this kind of...
Self-taught. Completely self-taught.
Wow. It's amazing.
Like Thomas Edison.
Uh-huh.
How did Thomas Edison learn to invent a light bulb? Trial and error.
Right. He's the guy who said that creativity is 99% perspiration and 1% inspiration.
I've tried adding perspiration to my vaccine formula. I misunderstood that quote.
Yeah, that's not that's not at all what he meant.
I didn't read the whole quote.
Yeah. Jesus, what else have you put in there?
Everything Thomas Edison used for his filaments.
Yeah, fibers and yeah, he went through a lot of things for filaments.
Yeah. It's now all in my dog.
Wow. Your dog must be bruised really badly. Where were you giving her shots?
Where wasn't I giving her shots?
Okay, yeah, I got it.
Hey, Kenny, this is so much fun. We should have saved this for the big variety show. We're waiting. This is gold.
I know. Hey, speaking
this kind of bantering.
Speaking of the talent
this
show.
This is a taste. This is just a taste of the kind of fun we're going to have. When is that variety show?
It's Saturday night, October 10th, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m.
Is that this Saturday night?
No. It's at least a week from Saturday night.
Oh, good. We have time to work on our little foreplay.
Yeah, and I still have room for a few more comedians.
I'll bet you do.
We have enough musicians and bands.
I'll bet we do.
But we could fit in a few more comedians if you would like to perform at the 7 Second Delay Benefit Talent Show on Zoom. Please email me at ken@wfmu.org.
We've done shows before. We've done live shows at Monty Hall, and of course we've done a number of shows. Used to do shows in Manhattan. And the one thing I always wished when I was seeing our shows, our little variety shows and talent shows, mm-hmm. is I wish there was a way to mute it and dim the screen. And now we're offering that to people.
Yes.
Right? Am I right?
Yes.
It's like, you don't like what you see? Just walk away for 3 minutes.
You don't even have to walk away. As you say, you can just dim the screen.
Dim the screen. Hit mute. Just
open up a new tab.
For 3 minutes.
Yeah. Open up a new tab. Turn on Netflix.
A Happy Prospector jig.
Yeah. I love your Happy Prospector jig.
I should do that for the talent show.
Yes, you should.
Well,
you absolutely
I already
should.
Have my act. What are you doing for the talent show?
I told you last week I'm doing a reading of Charles Murray's The Bell Curve.
And, oh, fantastic. Yeah. Oh, good.
Yep.
You'll never work for New York Magazine.
That's okay. I've never worked for them yet.
Burning that bridge.
It's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
I think that book comes with a book of matches. You can burn bridges.
But I'm going to do it while my mouth is full of acorns.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I don't know how much trouble I'm going to get into. It might be a little bit hard to discern the controversial message within those pages.
Well, you'll get in trouble. Whether people can hear you or not, you're going to get in trouble anyway because you'll be in blackface.
No, I'm not planning on wearing blackface.
Ah, good. Yes, good. Good choice.
Yeah, as I told you, I stopped wearing.
Yeah, he's learned his lesson.
I stopped wearing blackface December 2018.
Yes, that's right. You got the memo.
Yep. Damn
God,
memo.
God, it's funny. God, we're funny. It's great to be funny, isn't it?
It's nice, yeah. It comes in handy. What's the handiest funniness?
Our audience is. How lucky our listeners are. It's almost not fair.
Have you ever talked yourself out of a traffic ticket because you were funny? Have you ever made a cop laugh and he let you off?
What a great question.
I haven't.
Question. No, I know you haven't, but has it happened to me? What a great question. You know what you might want to try next time you stop is quote me. Tell the cops some funny things I said.
Okay. Give me one.
Well, you can just start chuckling and say, excuse me, Oliver, I was just thinking about something my friend Andy once said.
Right, but then the cop will say, what did he say?
Well, then you hit the gas while he's distracted.
Got it. That's a good plan.
That's why you drive around in your turbocharged little car.
Yeah, my little turbocharged lowrider Prius. Yeah.
It's almost not fair how entertaining we are that we're giving the show away.
I know. I know. It's life is not just.
Okay, so the talent show, so people can either sign up or buy tickets, right?
Right. Tickets are going to go on sale next week.
Oh, my God. Hey, we should do tickets should go on sale next Wednesday during our show, and then we could watch the ticket sales.
Oh, that would be so exciting. Okay.
We could monitor them.
That's a good idea. We'll do that.
Oh, wait. I also, just as you... Wait, my son just emailed me. Hold on.
Your son, Evan?
No, Joshy. Wait, it doesn't matter.
Son,
okay, hold on.
Josh?
I'll get him later. Hold on. But just as you... I was... Just as the show started, I had an idea for next week. I wrote it down. I did. Okay. So we're in good shape. So next week the tickets will go on sale, and then you and I just sit back, light up a couple cigars, and just watch the money rolling in.
Sounds good. I mean, I don't.
That's going to be sweet.
I don't smoke cigars, but I'll eat some edibles, and we'll watch the money roll in.
Well, you don't want to smoke cigars anyway. Your mouth will be full of acorns. You'll be practicing.
Oh, that's right. Damn. Okay. Hey, tonight we have an excellent idea.
What a great show we have all lined up for tonight.
Yeah, if by excellent you mean a Ken versus Andy contest about your allergy conditions.
About our listeners, not mine, but our listeners' allergies.
Right, when I said your, I meant the listeners, not yours, Andy.
Right. Right. You give us a call. What's our number? It's 97, wait, what is it? It's, 908?
No, it's 201.
Oh, yeah, 201.
Yeah, 201 Pride, buddy. 201-209-9368.
Oh, it's a new number. Make a note. 201-209-9368. You call us up. Ken and I will each get... do you think this is fair, Ken? We get two yes or no questions each.
Each? Wow, that's a lot. So four questions per person. Okay.
Yeah. Four, no. Two. Right. Four questions per caller.
Right.
And then at the end of these four questions, but they have to be yes or no questions. They can't be too specific. And then... at the end of those four questions, you and I will try to guess what our caller is allergic to.
Excellent. Okay. So we're looking for people with allergies, real allergies.
But I guess we're looking for unusual allergies.
Like what?
Well, you know what? Here, you want a little test?
Sure.
This is something you may not know. I am allergic to something.
Okay.
Why don't you ask me a couple of yes or no questions?
Did you grow up within 50 yards of a Superfund site?
No, that's your first question?
That's my first question.
No.
Are you sure?
Is that your second question?
No.
If that's your second question, the answer is no. I am not sure. No. So the answer to the first question is I did not grow up within 50 yards of a Superfund waste disposal site. And the answer to your second question is, I am not sure if that
was... No, I have a second question.
No, this will be your third.
No, this is really my second.
Okay.
Did you grow up within 40 yards of a Superfund site?
No.
I'm ready with my guess.
Okay, what am I allergic to?
Chocolate.
No.
Damn. I was so sure.
The answer may shock you. The answer may surprise you. Are you ready to have your head explode?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
This is something I was not allergic to for most of my life, but a few years ago, I developed an allergy. I don't know how common that is.
Pornography?
No, to criticism.
I see.
No, see, that's a joke. That's a little joke.
Yeah.
I developed an allergy to raw carrots.
Really?
Yes.
That's so weird. What happens?
You're weird. I think you're weird.
I think you and your raw carrot allergy are weird. What happens?
I think we're both weird.
What happens to you if you eat raw carrots?
My mouth gets super dry.
Oh,
my mouth kind of constricts a little bit and gets very dry.
Wow, it's like you've been smoking pot.
Yeah, instead of pot, I eat carrots.
I see. Interesting. And it does not happen with cooked carrots.
No, it doesn't happen with cooked carrots.
Wow, how odd.
I think you're odd, calling me weird, calling me odd.
And are you peeling the carrots?
I have a disability.
It's not a disability.
When you see a woman in a wheelchair, do you say, oh, how odd? Oh, man, how weird. Is that your reaction?
No.
I have to live with this. I have to live with this handicap.
The woman in the wheelchair...
The only advantage is I can now park in handicapped spaces.
The woman in the wheelchair has no problem with carrots, so why would I call her weird or odd?
You have no allergies at all?
Nothing that unusual. I have, you know, medical allergies. That's about it. I don't think you call poison ivy an allergy. I'm extremely sensitive to it. I don't even have to touch it. I can just be near it.
You can just discuss it.
And get it, yeah.
You can people just talk about their poison ivy.
Right. All right, hey, let's go to the phones. We're
Do we have calls? 201-209-9368. So we'll ask you a few questions, yes or no questions, and then Dr. Ken and Dr. Andy will make an educated guess.
Right. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Wait, hold on. Let me get my scoreboard. Ken and...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm terribly sorry. First of all, there's no call screener.
Well, who's this? What's your name?
This is James in Passaic.
Hi, James.
And I have a question for you real quick.
Okay.
When is Clay doing another episode of The Pounding System?
Oh, Clay Caplice is doing The Pounding System. I don't know. It's coming right up. It's coming up in the next couple of days. Sorry. Check the FMU website.
I can't because I don't have internet access or a computer or a smartphone.
Sucks to be you. Bye. That was our call.
And that was the extra minute. I'm going to declare that the wasted extra minute that we were given.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're back to 60 minutes. We have a 60-minute show.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that call cost us three other calls. I took that call instead of the other three, and now we have no calls.
But you got to coin our new catchphrase, sucks to be you.
Yes. Yes, we did do that.
It's going to look great on the T-shirts.
And I got distracted trying to get an answer to this guy's question.
Dear God, what a disaster. 201-209-9368. The people that were on the phone a minute ago, just hit redial. It's as easy as hitting redial.
Yeah, 201-209-9368 is the phone number.
Do you want to try to guess what I'm allergic to?
Criticism and carrots. You told us about...
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. I already told you.
Yeah, you mentioned about the carrots.
I got you. Right. I remember now.
Yeah. Have you tried peeling the carrots?
You think my allergy is from the skin of the carrots?
Maybe some kind of outer skin? Some kind of pesticide that's on the carrots.
Oh, you mean if I peel the carrot?
Right. Wash it and peel it. That's my advice to you. All right. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
You're good,
hey, it's
my
Rob
friend.
In Hot Springs. How are you?
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
I'm good.
You're in Hot Springs, Hot Springs, Arkansas?
Weird allergies, so I'm going to put her on the phone with you.
Okay, thank you. What's her name?
Her name is Megan.
Megan, all right.
Okay, Ken, you only get two questions. Wait, why don't you ask one question, and I'll ask another.
That makes more sense. Hi, Megan.
Okay. Hi.
First off, sorry to hear about your unusual allergy. Well, we have mixed feelings because you're helping our little program
here. Right. I'm actually happy because she's our first caller with an allergy.
Okay, I'm going to ask the first question. Is this allergy something edible?
What was that question?
Are you allergic to the thing you're allergic to? Is it edible? Is it something you eat?
Edible, yes, but not something you would regularly eat.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kenny.
I'm ready with my guess.
You're ready with your guess?
Yes. Are you allergic to acorns?
No.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, my God. What kind of mood are you in? Let me just, ask
everything
this.
Was...
I have a question for you, Ken. Are you in a swivel chair?
I am.
Did you get very, very dizzy before we went on the air?
No.
You sound dizzy.
Everything was pointing towards acorns, Andy.
You sound dizzy. All right, I'm going to ask one more yes or no question.
Okay.
Okay, it is sometimes edible. Is it something that you... is it something edible? Okay. Is it something that you cook?
No.
I'm ready with my second guess.
Shut up. Shut up, dizzy boy. Dizzy Gillespie.
Are you ready with a guess? I know what it is.
What do you think it is?
It's an antibiotic.
It's something edible.
Yeah, antibiotics are edible.
Is this something you can buy in a grocery store?
I didn't say you should eat it.
Yeah, she didn't say you could eat it. Is this something you can buy in a grocery store?
No.
Okay, you didn't say you... Wait, it's something you could eat, but you don't normally eat it.
I'm ready with my next guess.
Oh, shut up.
Chinese, is it Chinese ephedra?
No.
Okay.
Where are you getting that?
He's just dizzy. Is it a Crayola crayon?
What?
No. I guess people do eat those.
Okay, we're going to give up.
Okay, what? Megan, we give up.
I'm allergic to 12 of the 13 most common types of grass.
Wow.
And also cockroaches.
Grass and cockroaches.
Wait, yes. What? You mean grass like on your lawn?
Yes.
So what happens if you encounter...
Wait, Ken. Yes. Ask the obvious question.
Okay.
What kind of grass are you not allergic to?
Bluegrass.
Crabgrass?
Oh, crabgrass.
Wait, you're not allergic to crabgrass. And wait, okay, here's my second obvious question. How does your allergy to cockroaches manifest itself? Like, does the cockroach have to be on you?
No. I would sneeze if they're around a lot.
Yes, you know what it is? It's cockroach excrement. I've actually heard of this.
That's gross.
It's not the cockroaches itself. It's their excrement. It's what they're leaving behind.
Andy, I think you should apologize to Megan.
I think you should apologize to Megan.
I'm sorry, Megan. I'm sorry
for being you.
I'm sorry for what my co-host Andy just said.
I'm sorry for what my co-host Ken just thought.
Megan, what happens to you if you encounter grass like Kentucky bluegrass?
I'll get hives.
Hives, yeah. Big round hives.
Sure.
Yeah, I get.
No,
hives.
They're little.
Oh.
Okay, so Ken, I'm going to take the point.
Okay. Why? You didn't get it.
Now it's a perk of keeping
like
being the scorekeeper.
Close.
Yeah, acorns was very close to grass. Well, thank you, Megan.
I've never heard of someone happy to see a field of crabgrass. What a relief that must be.
Yeah, that's nice that's the one kind of grass that she's not allergic to, because there's more crabgrass than anything.
Now, here's a question. Is it easy? Okay, last question, and then we'll let you go.
No, I already let her go, Andy.
Oh, shoot. I had a good question.
Thank you for saying shoot. What was your question?
I wonder what kind of life, wonder what her routine is. I wonder how hard it is to avoid grass in life.
Yeah,
you have to stay on the asphalt, stay on the pavement?
I guess so. Or wear...
It's kind of limiting.
Wear big shoes and thick socks.
Yeah. Yeah. This is exactly the kind of stuff I was hoping to get into. This is great.
We have another call.
This is going great.
It is.
This is going swimmingly.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Rio.
Hi, Rio.
Where are you calling from, Rio?
Before your questions, I have to tell you my situation is I've never had an allergic reaction except for poison ivy until last night when I got hives.
Whoa.
Okay. So this is new. This is fresh. This is a brand new condition that we can diagnose.
Okay, I'm ready with my question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Was it something that touched your skin?
I don't think so.
Was it Play-Doh? Children's Play-Doh?
No.
I'm ready with my guess.
I'm ready with my follow-up question.
Okay, you go ahead.
Are you sure it wasn't Play-Doh?
I don't think it was.
Okay. I thought it might be Play-Doh. All right, Ken, what's your guess?
Chicken broth.
No.
Okay, let me ask you one more question. Where, I can't, it has to be yes or no. Did this reaction occur indoors?
Yes.
Was this something that you've used every day for your whole life and suddenly yesterday you had a reaction to it?
Yes.
Carpet cleaner.
No.
Damn it.
Okay. Well, I know this is a long shot and I know it's probably going to be no. I'm going to guess Play-Doh again.
What do you think has changed in the last minute?
That he remembered he misspoke earlier.
It wasn't Play-Doh.
All right. We are stumped.
We are stumped. Okay. What is the answer?
All I did that I am aware of is I drank a can of polar seltzer, lemon lime seltzer.
Lemon lime seltzer.
And you've drunk that many times in your life.
Over my arms.
And have you drunk that before?
Yeah, all the time.
Yes, he said yes. And how do you know it was the seltzer? Did you feel it immediately?
I don't know. And your question earlier reminded me that I had actually been to a Superfund site earlier yesterday.
Cool. Which site was it?
The Gowanus Canal.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Yeah, nothing sweeter than spending the afternoon canoeing on a Superfund site. So you don't know. So it might not be the seltzer.
Yeah, why would you assume it's the seltzer and not the Gowanus?
Wait. We can settle this right now. This is good. Go get the seltzer. Do you have any of that seltzer left?
Yeah.
Go get it, son. You go get that seltzer, son.
But on your way to get the seltzer, don't stop off at the Gowanus Canal.
Yeah, avoid the Gowanus Canal. But go get that seltzer, and you're going to drink some live on the radio. Okay. This is the scientific method. Ken.
Yeah.
This is exactly how you solve these problems.
Right. I see how you can come up with a coronavirus vaccine.
This is how my dog and I have been working on the virus. Exactly.
Yeah, the way you think, you have a mind like a scientist.
Well, it's Thomas Edison. I apply his methods.
Right.
Okay, is our guy back?
Yeah, should I drink some?
Yes, go ahead and drink it.
Yes, drink some now. We want to hear you. Now, Ken doesn't normally like to hear us slurping and gulping on the air, but in this case, he'll make an exception.
Yeah, actually, this would be helpful to hear you slurping.
Yeah,
because
let's hear it slurp it down. Really, chug it down. We want a couple of quarts.
Did you hear it?
No, okay. Can you slurp more?
Yes, keep slurping.
That was good.
I envy you drinking all that because I happen to love urinating.
Okay.
One of my hobbies.
All right, I drink it.
All right, now.
I'll call back if I get high.
No, hold the
phone. No. You do not call back. You stay on the phone.
Hold the phone up to your arm so we can hear when the hives come out.
Now, how do you feel? Now, seriously, do you feel anything other than your thirst being quenched?
No, that's all I feel.
Now, wait a minute. How quickly did it happen last night when you drank that?
Probably 20 minutes later.
Okay, we got 20 minutes with you. How are you doing? How was your day?
It was all right. I don't know if I have 20 minutes. I got to make dinner.
You have 12? Oh, yeah. Where are you going? Who are you kidding?
Who are you trying to impress?
Rio, it's not safe to make dinner right now when you have a hive attack coming on.
Right. Hold on. Wait, we're clocking this. Do you have a clock on this guy, Ken?
I do. Yeah, we have 19 minutes, 30 seconds to go.
Okay. This is going to be a great show.
Back.
Now, Rio, what do you do for a living?
If anything happens.
Rio, what do you do for a living? Rio? Oh, my God, Andy, the line went dead.
He wouldn't stay on. The thought of him staying on the phone was too much for him. We broke his spirit.
Oh.
Maybe he'll call back in 20 minutes.
Maybe. He might have just died. The phone just went dead.
Yeah, he might have just died.
Well, I know I used to get hives.
We might have killed him.
I used to get very bad hive attacks from chlorine and wool if I took penicillin. And they were such huge, pronounced hives that the first time it happened, my dad grabbed me and he like ran me half a mile to get me under a shower.
Oh, so wait, so that is an allergy. Do you avoid a penicillin now, or are you just very careful?
No, I have to completely avoid penicillin.
Wait a minute, that is an allergy then. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is an allergy. I should probably wear one of those penicillin necklaces.
You mean in case, so in case you're unconscious?
Right. Do you happen to have one?
Yeah, mine just has your phone number on it. That's all it has.
So if I wear your penicillin medallion, it's just going to have my phone number?
You might get a call from like a good Samaritan, a passerby.
Doesn't it say
you're
like...
unconscious. It doesn't say anything except your phone number.
What good is that? It should say
I trust you. I trust your judgment.
But I'll be unconscious.
You won't be unconscious. What are the odds of that? If we're both unconscious.
Well, then what?
Independent of each other.
Your plan makes no sense. Why would I wear a medallion?
Well, I'm wearing your phone number on me.
But what happens if I'm in a car accident and I'm unconscious?
When you're called, when I, you mean when at the same moment, 30 miles away, I have a seizure?
No, it's got nothing to do with you. If I'm in a car accident and I'm unconscious.
You're not understanding. You're not listening.
You make no sense.
You never listen to me.
Let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello?
Hi, Beth.
Hey.
Oh, hey, honey.
Hey, honey.
Hey,
I don't know if you've heard the whole show, but it's going great.
I recognized your wife and Andy. I recognized your wife before you did.
Well, because I'm Skyping it in, I can't even respond as quickly as you.
Right.
Well, here's a quz, Andy. What am I allergic to?
What you're allergic to?
I can think of two things that I'm allergic to.
Okay, let me see. Well-intentioned advice. I know that's one.
And pretty hats.
and shopping for pretty hats.
Yeah.
Wait, my wife. Oh, God, this is bad.
Andy.
I should know this.
It's peanut butter.
Wait, allergies. Hold on.
I bet Ben could ask two questions and get to at least one of them.
Is it an organic substance?
Yeah.
I knew it.
Is it my snoring?
No, I can handle that.
I can't, wait. Oh, no, wait. I have to know this.
Is it almonds?
Hold on.
Almonds.
No, I love almonds.
Damn it.
Okay, I know it's not almonds. I should have paid more attention during the first 18 years of our marriage.
Can we give you a hint?
Yes!
Your nephew Jake has the same allergy.
Well, now I'm embarrassing myself in front of him, too. Oh, wait. It's something that you drink. It's
no.
a drink. Isn't it?
No.
It's liquid of some kind.
It's organic, Andy. It's organic.
Yeah.
It's something organic that you would normally eat.
I can't go in that house.
Oh, okay. Wait. I know there's cat. I know you're allergic to cat hair and
cat. That's it.
Okay. Okay. Wait. But you're saying there's something else. There's something. There's a second allergy.
I can't eat popcorn.
Popcorn?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's more colitis related.
Oh yeah, that's not real. I would say that's not an allergy.
Oh, that's
it's not
horrible.
Really an allergy, but I mean, it's an allergic reaction. I mean, it's. I guess.
No, I would say it's not an allergic reaction. You're just the small seeds and kernels pose a threat.
Well, is it? Is it?
It's not really an allergy.
All corn products or just popcorn?
You know, I'm not really supposed to eat corn, but I will this summer. I'll just sneak some in sometime.
Yeah, because. Corn's in a lot of things.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I'm not allergic to all corn products. But that is interesting. I think
you're misspeaking. Darling, I love you, but I don't think it's technically an allergy.
Okay. But the cat thing is for sure.
Yeah, the cat thing is for sure.
Okay. Yeah, this has been an awesome show, guys.
The cat thing has come in very handy when you wanted to avoid parties in the past.
Yeah. I know. They have cats.
It's come in very. Yeah. Oh, I can't go. Can't go with you. They have a cat.
Yeah. They have a cat.
Can't get with you. The previous owner in that apartment had a cat.
Thank you, honey.
Yep.
All right, love you.
Thanks, Beth. I love you more. Bye-bye. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, yeah, hello. What's going on?
Yeah, who's this?
with a mouthful of food, as he chews, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, Charles in New Orleans. How are you?
Good. Excellent. I'm having flaming hot onions right now.
Yeah, I can hear you.
So we know you're not allergic to onions.
We know you're not allergic to onions or dialing your cell phone.
Maybe. I don't know. It's hard to say. But the flaming hot, I'm not allergic to.
Here's all we know. You love the show and you're ready to play. Okay, Ken, do you have a question?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready.
I prefer to ask my question second.
Are you allergic to cat hair?
No, it's geographically inappropriate for me to be allergic to this thing being in New Orleans. But it's I'm a dog person, but no, I'm not allergic to cats.
It's geographically inappropriate. He's in New Orleans. So wait, so now this is where I need my wife. What kind of food is most common in New Orleans? What kind of food would you get in New Orleans that you wouldn't get anywhere else?
Seafood, gumbo.
You got it.
Gumbo!
Well, there it is.
Bing!
Well, oyster-based.
Seafood is the first word out of my mouth. Andy, I get that point.
Wait, I think I get an assist.
Why?
I
might shoot vomit
you.
Now.
No, I mean, come on. He said that it was inappropriate for New Orleans. So
exactly, and then I reminded you. I don't know. Food is not my strong suit. But I steered you toward that category. I'm taking a point. Also.
No.
Shut up! You don't. You can't control me.
Well, thank you guys for having
Thanks,
me.
Charles.
I'm gonna hang up and laugh.
Yes, steer clear of the oysters.
Yes. That's a good advice, Ken, to the guy who's allergic to oysters.
Yeah. Thank you.
You know, here you've learned a life lesson here today as well, Ken.
What
the guy
it?
Who keeps score has a definite advantage.
Yeah, I should say so. The phone number here is 201-209-9368. We're interested
and the
in
the phone number here. Oh, it's the same number, 201-209-9368.
Right, and if you have an allergy, especially an unusual allergy, we would like to have a shot at guessing what it is.
What's the most unusual allergy we've heard so far?
Grass.
Yeah, 15 out of 16 types of grass.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, I'm from Portland, Oregon.
Hey, Portland. Great.
And you love the show.
Yeah, I'm from Portland.
Hey, how are the fires doing?
We're doing all right. It's been very clear for a couple of days.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Do you have a big Black Lives Matter sign on your lawn?
No.
Oh, you got to go get one. We'll hold. We'll hold while you put one up.
All right. Got it. Done.
Okay, good.
Good
done
job.
Good job. Now we're ready to roll.
What's your name?
Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Andy. I thought you were talking to me.
No, this is Phil in Portland, Oregon, Andy, that we're speaking to.
And Phil, do you have an unusual allergy?
Yeah, I guess it's a little unusual. It's not crazy unusual, but yeah.
Is it medical related?
No.
Is it police brutality?
That's no, I'm not allergic to that.
That's not an allergy.
Andy. Oh yeah, I guess you're right. It's not medical. Is it, or is it something that that people would eat? Not you,
yes.
But other people.
That is
something,
correct.
Something you would find in the grocery store.
Yes.
Is it something you'd put in a salad?
You might. It's not commonly, but I'm sure a lot of people do.
Chickpeas.
No.
Croutons.
It's less common for a salad than chickpeas.
Bacon.
No.
Thank God you're not allergic to bacon.
Well,
yeah, how
I'm
could
a
you
vegan,
live? How
so.
Could you go through life?
Doesn't really matter.
All right, I got one shot. It's a long shot, but the salad gives me a little bit of a hint. Thumbtacks.
Oh.
There's no thumbtacks in salad.
Oh, well, there's not usually, but that's what he said. That's how he phrased it.
Sunflower seeds.
Oh, my God, you got it.
I got it. Yes.
Wait. To be fair, I get a guess also. Walnuts.
That's right.
Which is it?
No, seriously, guys. I was thinking walnuts, but I was also having a reserve in the back of my mind. Sunflower seeds would be acceptable because they have exactly the same reaction. They're
really?
In the raw. You both.
Wait a minute.
Absolutely.
Wait a minute. We both can't be right.
We're both right?
No.
Yes.
It makes no sense.
Yes.
My world makes no sense.
No, it's true. In the raw form, if you were to roast or toast either, both of those, I wouldn't be allergic to them. But if I were to eat them raw, I get an itchy throat. Really
wow,
itchy.
It's like Andy and carrots.
Exactly.
It's like Ken and dope.
Not at all. Not at all.
You don't get an itchy, constricted throat?
Well, not real. You know, you get cotton mouth, but you have water on hand.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Well,
good advice for those kids that are listening.
Thank you, Portland.
Good job, guys.
Don't
okay,
die.
Thanks. I'm taking a point for that one.
Well, I get a point also.
Oh, my pen just ran out of ink. Oh, too bad. I was about to give you a point. Oh, heartbreaker.
Yeah.
Heartbreaker.
Hi, you're on the... Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, my name's Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom, you love the show.
I do. I'm also from Portland, Oregon.
Whoa! Hey, Tom, how's the fires?
Oh, they're getting a lot better. It's raining today. It's
That's great. Nice, hey, do you have a Black Lives Matter sign on your front lawn?
A little one.
Oh, good for you.
Well, you can always borrow from who's our other caller? Maybe they should introduce themselves.
I think that was Phil.
Phil,
what are the odds of them knowing each other?
Why don't you hang on and go steal Phil's larger Black Lives Matter sign?
Or you could just share it. Yeah, as the march approaches your house, you can use it. And then as they turn the corner, Phil can run and get it.
He's probably my neighbor. We'll just share it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Or just put it, have it straddle your property line.
Yeah.
So, Tom, you have an unusual allergy.
I think so, yeah.
Is it food-related?
Yes.
Nailed it. I'm ready with my guess.
Wait a minute. Wait. I'm sorry. I tuned out a little bit. Who's on the phone?
Tom from Portland, Oregon.
Hold on. Sounds interesting. Wait, we just talked to someone from Portland.
That was somebody else from Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, this is a very disturbing pattern.
They're sharing their Black Lives Matter sign. We established all that so we can proceed. We have established that it's food. It's some kind of food that he's allergic to.
Is it something you could put in a salad?
I suppose, if you're into that kind of thing.
Okay, is it walnuts or sunflower seeds? This is the same guy!
No, it's not!
Nope. It's the same guy.
I like both of those things.
Andy, whatever the food is, it's decidedly unsalad-like.
No, I wouldn't use that. I wouldn't use that term at all. He said it's possible.
Is it an animal product?
Yes.
There we go.
I'm going to say bacon.
Whoa, very close.
Beef.
Well, no, close to bacon. Pork of some kind.
Pork. You got it.
There it is.
Damn.
I'm going to say that was worth 2 points.
Yeah, for me.
Oh,
bacon's
no.
All right. But the pork,
Wait, Ken, I lost the little page I had your score on.
You've been cheating this entire time, Andy. I should have a couple of points.
Yes, I have. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, no, you should definitely. I think you should be winning.
Yes.
But you're not.
Right. Hey, well, thank you, Tom. Don't die in a fire.
Will not do.
Don't get beat up by the cops.
Tom, can you see smoke out your window, or is that dissipated over the last few days?
It's pretty much gone. It was pretty hazy around here all week.
Oh, baby. Wait, have the fires been extinguished? I haven't.
No, there's still some fires going.
But nothing was burning. Nothing was burning in Oregon, but they could just see the fires.
No, there were fires in Oregon.
Were there?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Big ones.
Oh, I thought they were just seeing the.
No, the suburbs around Portland were in danger of catching fire. So Portland itself was in danger.
It was very close. Well,
it means the world to us that our fans and listeners in Portland have taken time, right, from their firefighting.
Yeah.
You'd think they have other things to worry about in Portland.
Like building fire lines.
Build fire lines. Don't eat pork. Avoid the pork, and I'll tell you why. You're allergic to pork.
And avoid sunflower seeds and walnuts unless you've roasted them. But we're speaking to a Portland native here. What are we doing? He knows all this stuff. Thanks, Tom. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We're out of time. This has been great.
We're not out of time. We have over 15 minutes left to go.
That can't be possible.
It is possible.
We've been on the air for 4.5 hours.
No.
My internal clock is never wrong.
We started 1 minute early. That's it. 1 minute early.
But the show will end eventually.
Yeah, in about 15 minutes.
Give us a little hope, at least, Ken.
No, I'm giving you hope.
Hope is so important. Hope is all I have.
It's about 6:45 exactly right now.
And then, wait, how long do we go?
We go until 7.
Oh, God.
Can you do the math?
Oh, I'm fine. We have 15 minutes.
Yeah, 15 minutes to go.
Let's go. Just answer a phone.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh my God, long time listener, first time caller. I can't believe I got through.
Who's this?
It's Zane from New York.
You love the show.
Zane! And Zane's performing at the 7 Second Delay Talent Show on October 10th.
We're looking forward to it. Zane, have you been practicing in front of your uncles and aunts and grandparents and family?
I have been practicing in front of the mirror. No one else wants to listen.
Yeah, the mirror. How's that audience working for you? Is that a receptive audience?
They laugh on cue. It's pretty good.
Yeah, good. We're looking forward to it. So October 10th, Zane will be doing a short set. Looking forward to that.
So Zane, do you have an unusual allergy?
I do have an unusual allergy.
Don't tell us what it is. We are keen to guess.
All right. I have two hints. I'll give you the first one, but the general one is it is something you eat. It's something that is consumed.
Marshmallows.
No.
Damn it.
I can give a second hint.
Okay, what's the second hint?
It doesn't hurt me that bad now, but in the future, it would be a very bad thing to happen.
Oh, toasted marshmallows.
Close, but no.
Okay, I'm going to take my guess.
Peanuts.
Just based on Ken's guesses and your reaction, s'mores.
No.
Yes.
Not close.
Good guess, Andy.
I'm always thinking.
Very good guess.
I'm thinking outside the box.
I will tell you, I can even narrow it down further. It's a drink.
Melted Ben and Jerry's fish food.
No.
Damn.
It's a drink that in the future may cause you more problems. You don't mean the drink will cause you more problems. You mean the reaction will cause you more problems.
No, I mean like, I don't drink this.
Oh my God!
Now.
Is it alcohol? Are you allergic to alcohol?
No, I'm not.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, thank God. Whew. How are you going to grow up? How are you going to grow up to be just like your big uncle Ken?
Yeah,
allergic to alcohol.
No, otherwise you might end up like Andy, who's never had a drink in his entire life.
That's right. I may be allergic to alcohol and not know it.
You never know.
Okay. Something. Wait. It's a liquid.
He's going to be in trouble. He's going to be in trouble by not being able to drink this liquid in the future.
And it's not alcohol.
No.
He's breast
going to be
milk.
In trouble. Black and white milkshake. Can you imagine going through life?
It's something that I bet you two have consumed in the past week many times.
Swimming pools full of it, I bet.
Yes, I bet you drink a lot of it.
Yeah.
Wait, that Ken and I have probably consumed.
I'm guessing. Or the average person who works a 9-to-5 drinks a lot.
Oh my God,
so
coffee?
You're saying caffeine or coffee?
I'm allergic to coffee.
Wow.
Are you allergic to caffeine or coffee?
I don't know if it's caffeine the drug or coffee the drink, but it's something. It's coffee or something in coffee or something like that.
Oh, that sucks.
The only reason it would ever come up as a negative in your life is if you wanted to do a job well.
No, because if you can't do caffeine, then the only alternative is cocaine or speed.
That's true.
Is really bad, Zane. This is bad news.
Yeah. I feel like I could. There is a rare thing where you get a good night's sleep, though. I don't know, though.
No. Unfortunately, they don't manufacture dioxin anymore. That was the safest form of meth. I don't know, Zane. I'm going to need a couple of hours to think on this for you.
All right. You get me a caffeine.
It sounds like Ken. This is how Ken gets new customers.
Legal, or B, find a caffeine replacement.
Well, you could find out whether it's caffeine or coffee by going to the drugstore and buying yourself some caffeine tablets. And
you know what? I also don't like the taste of coffee. But I have chewable caffeine tablets.
No dose or chewable caffeine? What's
No, not no dose. They're actually quite sweet. They're
what's
chewable.
The brand? What are they called?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Oh, you've got them on you. You just happen to have them.
I always do. They're called Viter, Viter Energy.
Viter?
Wintergreen flavor. Boost energy. And get this. And as an extra bonus, not for you, Ken, but for my wife, it also freshens your breath.
Oh.
That's nice.
It turned my marriage around.
Yeah.
It saved my marriage. So, Ken, congratulations on widening your customer base during this
call. Oh, he should use some spearmint flavored meth.
That's it.
And it'll be just as good as Andy's Viter. Viter.
Spearmint flavored meth.
Well, thank you, Zane. Yeah. We can't wait to hear your comedy on October 10th.
All right. Thanks.
It's why your episode of it's why the episode you wrote for Breaking Bad was never filmed. It just didn't make sense.
Yeah, well, Vince Gilligan thought that, but nobody else agreed.
He was working on spearmint flavored meth. Freshens your breath.
That was Gus Fring's next big thing.
And keeps you up for 8 days straight.
If Walt hadn't blown his face off. Sorry about the spoiler.
If you're going to be up for 8 days straight, it's good to have a fresh breath.
We're trying to guess your unusual allergies, if you have
Except
one.
Except we're out of time.
No, we're not out of time.
Ken, come on. Stop joking around.
We have 8.5 minutes left. The phone number here is 201-209-9368. Don't forget about our talent show. It's a Zoom benefit for WFMU as part of our October Hellraiser. And if you can perform a stand-up comedy act, please email me, ken@wfmu.org.
Well, not ken@wfmu.org, but not just stand-up comedy.
Right.
Also looking for folkies, folk singers.
No, I think we have enough musicians.
Singer-songwriters, if you've written a folk song.
Yeah, no folkies.
If you can play guitar, maybe cover James Taylor.
No, we have enough of that.
Maybe cover Old Jackson Brown.
No.
Rock Me on the Water.
Yeah, no, we got plenty of folkies.
Okay.
Yeah. Looking for comedians.
Yeah, or specialty acts.
Comedy.
Specialty acts.
Yeah. Or specialty acts.
Because you could do it from your house. You could do anything. We could do animal acts if your dog or cat can perform a trick.
Right. If you can play a song on your blender, we'd create a slot for you because nobody's doing that yet.
Maybe your wife or girlfriend has a unique talent. We'd like to see a girlfriend tricks or wife tricks.
What are you talking about?
Guys that have a girlfriend or wife or life partner with talent?
Can't women just call on their own?
That's true. Good point. Ask your husband if you can call.
They don't need his permission, Andy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. First off, thank your husband for us for allowing you to call. Thank you.
Her husband didn't give her permission to call. Am I right?
You're right.
Thank you. And what's your name?
What?
Sarah.
Sarah, hi. I'm sorry about Andy Breckman.
This world makes no sense. And so, thank you, Kent. Thank you for apologizing for me.
Sarah, you have an unusual allergy, I hear.
I do.
That's the word on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Maybe you're allergic to the street. Are you allergic to asphalt, freshly poured, wet asphalt?
No.
Oh, I thought, Ken, you were onto something.
No. Are you alert? Is it some kind of construction material?
No.
Okay, but I'm close.
Is it Play-Doh?
No.
Why do you think...
Wait a minute. You said it wasn't construction material.
No, it's not construction material.
Okay, and Play-Doh is not construction material.
That doesn't mean
it's... You said it wasn't Play-Doh.
Just because it's not construction material.
This woman is just playing us, Ken.
No. Your logic is worthless.
Ken, have you been following any of this?
Yes.
She is so full of it, Ken. She's just yanking our chain.
Your logic makes no sense. Just because it's not construction material.
Not construction. Name something that's not construction material. Play-Doh.
Tissue paper.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, yeah. Yes. Not only Play-Doh. Oh, I got you. It's a longer list.
Right. It's a long list of things.
Okay, I got you now, Ken. You're right. You're right.
All right.
I'm not an idiot. I get it.
So, Sarah, is it food of some sort?
No.
Is it something you could put on a salad?
No.
Well, that would be food, Andy.
Okay, not something you could put on a salad. Not food. Okay, I've got to say Play-Doh again. Just a shot in the dark.
Why would it be Play-Doh now when it wasn't Play-Doh a minute ago?
It's still not Play-Doh.
Thank you, Sarah. And I'm very sorry about Andy.
I'm very sorry about Andy also.
Is it medical related?
No.
Damn.
Is it organic? Is it something alive?
Yes, sort of. Yes.
Is it a plant?
No.
Is it an animal?
No.
Hmm. Is it the very air?
Animals out of place.
Is it the very air around us?
No. Oh. But that's close.
Is it the very air around you?
Oh, is it carbon dioxide?
No.
Carbon monoxide?
No.
Is it something people encounter every day? It's hard to avoid?
Yes. Usually.
Is it? Do you encounter it outside or inside?
Outside.
Hydrochloric acid gas.
No.
I'm allergic to that. Okay, Sarah, we are stumped.
The sun.
Oh my God, the sun!
Oh, how can that be?
It's
ultraviolet
true,
rays
and it's one
from
of
the sun.
Most unusual allergic reactions.
Yeah, yeah. There was a sitcom. What was the sitcom that?
There was a whole series of books about a guy named Dracula. Is that what you're thinking of, Ken?
No, no.
Vampires?
No, there was a sitcom that had a character who was allergic to the sun. I can't remember who
it's
it was.
Wait. Solar urticaria.
What is solar?
Hang on, Andy. Solar what?
Solar urticaria.
Urticaria. Wow.
And wait, what happens if you find yourself on a sunny day outside?
Well, it's when I've had an overdose of sun. For instance,
yes.
It happened in August when I was on my friend's boat all day long.
Oh, boats are bad.
What was the reaction?
Full body hives.
Damn.
You know what this girl needs, Ken, more than any other woman I've ever met?
What?
A pretty hat.
Oh, I have a collection of them.
You're the man to give it to her, Andy.
Yeah, this would be you would be my dream girl. So Ken, the final score.
Yeah.
I have by my count 39 points.
Yeah.
And you have 2.
Congratulations,
wow.
Andy. Well played. Sarah, thanks a lot for your call. Stay out of the sun.
Have a good night.
Yeah, that's good advice, Ken. You should write that down, Sarah.
I think
Stay out of the sun.
Was the sitcom that I'm thinking of Gidget?
Who cares? I'd love to hear someone out there, if they care, what the name of the sitcom was. Give us a call. No one cares.
Fine. Well, we're out of time, Andy.
For example, I love you to death.
Yeah.
I think you're fascinating, and I don't care.
Okay. No, I get what you're saying.
What was the name of that sitcom?
I'll tell you next week. I'll figure it out, and I'll remember it next week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. Good way to billboard next week.
Yeah. Hey, October 10th, the 7-second delay Zoom talent show. Email me if you'd like to perform, ken@wfmu.org. This is WFMU East Orange.
Wait, let me just say, please email Ken anyway, even if you don't feel like performing.
No.
He loves getting emailed.
Nah,
Ken,
not so
Ken
much.
ken@wfmu.com.
This is also WMFU Mount Hope online at WFMU.org and in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Andy, you're free to go home unless you're already home.
I'll be home soon.
In which case, you're free to pretend to go to work.
I'll be home soon.
Your choice. Thanks,
okay.
Andy. See you next week.
I love you, Ken.
I love you more.
Ken.
I love you more. Stay tuned. Coming up next on... Oh, God. Thanks, Sammy. Thank you. That's the second time you've stopped... What the hell? No! Stay tuned, because coming up next on WFMU, it's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
There's a man who leads a life of singers.
Shut up. Shut up.
And this is a sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Old Father Time checked so there'd be no doubt. Call on the north wind to come on out. Then cupped his hands so proudly to shout, la-di-da-di-da-di-dum, 'tis autumn. The trees say they're tired, they've borne too much fruit. Charmed all the wayside, there's no dispute. Now shedding leaves, they don't give a hoot. La-di-da-di-da-di-dum, 'tis autumn. Then the birds got together to chirp about the weather. Mm-hmm. after making that decision, and birdie-like precision turned about and made a beeline to the south. My holding you close really is no crime. Ask the birds, the trees, and old Father Time. It's just to help the mercury climb. La-di-da-di-da-di-dum, tis autumn. It's just to help the mercury climb. La-di-da-di, la-di-dum.